just thinking about the animal life. That's why you don't think about death. In our spiritual time, we think about death, and we know that's my invitation to correct myself. But we don't think that's the end of me. We know that my meaning will be there, so I'm working for it. That complication. And I said, okay, for this, you have to be qualified somehow. There are rituals that you should obey. Now let me talk about another dimensions of this. He said, let's go to the animal. Every animal knows the enemy and will run away from it, right? Okay. Could you live with the same solution? He said, oh, I'm sorry. You know what? Animal could run away from all enemies. You cannot. You have the enemies that you could not get rid of, and you could not kill. You could do nothing about that. Do you? Your ego, yourself, your enemy is yourself, so you cannot get rid of yourself. This is what the problem is here, and you don't understand it. The animal one is always blaming others, because you could eliminate the other one and the animal is safe. But when we're talking about culture, could you avoid the others? Ah! There is no other. I was talking about it. There is one other. Is how the rest is your problem. All of we is your problem. Yes. This is how it works. The animal has an enemy to run away. You have an enemy which is with you. Always. Not always. While you are, your animal is alive. Because your animal will die, this ego will die, and your meaning will be out there, living. That's what it is. Yes.
The folly and perdition of him that is the enemy of that one against whom precaution is impossible, and flight is impossible, and resistance is impossible. The horse, though it is an animal, knows the roar and smell of the lion, except in rare instances. Nay, every animal indeed knows its own enemy by sign and mark. The little bat dare not fly in the daytime. It came out at night like thieves and pastured. The bat was more damned than all because he was the enemy of the manifest sun. He cannot be wounded in battle. He cannot be wounded in battle with him, nor can he drive him away by cursing. The sun who turns his back on account of the rage and violence of the bat. It is the extreme of kindness and perfection on his part. Otherwise, how should the bat prevent him? You take an enemy, take within your limit, so that it may be possible for you to make prisoner.
You're going on. Do you understand what it is?
Of course.
No, just reciting it. Let's start from the beginning. They said, okay, the horse is very exceptional not to understand the smell of the lion. Normally, it's an animal, but it knows the lion and it would run. Let me say this, that all animals, they know this, right? Then, he started to talk about bat. Why? Within all the animals, he chose the only one who is running away from light, and we are talking about enlightenment. So, okay, look at that animal. That animal is coming out in the night. Why? Because he is enemy of the light. Okay? So in the daytime he doesn't come out. Let's talk about the sun. okay, if sun turns around and doesn't burn this little animal, that's the kindness of the sun. Is it the reacting to the fear of the bat from light? Of course not. This is the kindness that could come from the sun. But what about the bat? Bat is doomed. Why? Because he has chosen an enemy which the bat cannot fight, cannot do anything about it. Now I'm talking to you. You are choosing enemies. Choose an enemy that is at your level. If not, you'll be enslaved. What about the enemy you're choosing? Who's your enemy? You always think your enemy is death, your enemy is these happenings, your enemy is acts, your enemy is you, your ego, right? So pay attention to this one, which is exactly your size. When I said your size, your ego is exactly your size. Do you want to fight the ocean outside? It's impossible, because nobody could do that. If you want to change the universe, because this is what the animal is trying to do, to change the environment according to its desire. This is what the animal does. It says, do you want to do this? Oh, how silly it is. Yes?
When a drop of water contends with the ocean, he is a fool. He is tearing out his own beard. His cunning does not pass beyond his mustache. How should it penetrate the vaulted chamber of the moon? This was a rebuke to the enemy of the sun. O enemy of the sun, of the sun. O enemy of the sun, at whose glory his sun and stars tremble.
Yeah, what do you think about that? So, okay, now let me show you someone like the bat. That's why I call the bat. Let me show you some fellow, this fellow. Okay? She is an enemy of enlightenment. Okay. She doesn't like it. Then what? Read.
You are not his enemy. You are the adversary of yourself.
Uh-huh. When she hates the enlightenment, she's hating herself. Because the light, excuse me, how could I compare the light of enlightenment with a fellow, a person? But when she hates enlightenment, she's her own enemy. Her ego is fighting the enlightenment of her soul. That's how you become your own enemy. Yes.
What does that fire care that you have become firewood? Oh, marvelous, shall he suffer defeat through your burning? Or shall he become full of sorrow for the pain of your burning? His mercy is not the mercy of Adam, for sorrow is mingled with the mercy of Adam. The mercy of the creature is anxious. The mercy of God is exempt from sorrow and anxiety.
And you never thought about that. There you say, okay, you are the enemy of the enlightenment. The sun should be your enemy. You're not in that level. The sun is just the giver. And you know what? Sun is not giver because you are a poor, silly one. Because to have pity, do you think that half has pity to us? There's no pity, belongs to you. When you don't evaluate something and you have the pity for that fellow, and you will see that fellow in a bad condition, and out of sorrow and pity you will help. the giving of a harp has nothing to do with pity and sorrow. Allah is never sorry. The giving of harp is because harp is a giver. That's what it is. Yes?
Know that the mercy of the unconditioned is like this, O Father. Nothing but the effect thereof comes into the imagination.
This is what I'm talking about. It means I know about something that you don't know. And that's one word. It's a very simple word. And it could be ruined to be translated to English, mercy. Even in Arabic language, they cannot bring it once. Because one word doesn't give all the meaning. Remember that? We say God is Rahman, Rahim. And there are two different meanings completing each other to be one special meaning. This is what I'm talking about. This is not mercy. Because mercy could come with the pity. With looking down on something. He's not doing that. He's the giver because he's the best giver. And he gives. And he forgives both the same essence. He emphasizes on this word and he repeated it several times to say this Rahmat comes from somewhere. Do you remember? Somewhere which is out of your brain. This is something that we explain, we talk about, and when you get out of here, we'll forget about it. Honest. How many times I have explained it? I even draw some lines over there to talk about this simple stuff again and again. I say, listen, your brain is working with what? Okay, yours is not working, but someone's brain is working. Working how? Cause and effect. Remember that? Yes. This little boy remembers. There are two words that you grow up with. Why? Because. Right? All the children will ask why, and you give them all the nonsense with because. For us, we know a desert. We call it Sahara. And this desert name is Bichun. Without because. A desert without because. Do you know that desert? No. Could you give the boy an example? Nobody could explain to you why your mom loves your dad. Not even your mom, dad. Am I wrong or right? There is no because for love. Love is magical. It doesn't have anything to do with the cause and effect. This is what we are talking about. Here he will say that Rahmat is with no cause. Rahmat al-Bichun. And say, this is how that Rahmat al-Bichun exists. I try to explain to you that if the sun is giving it light to you, because it's a giver, it's not because you are this and because that and when. It's not like that. Love will nourish everything, will change everything to best. This is what it is. There is no argument here. And in your what?